We've come to the time in the season when
you got to know what your goal is and what kind of what you're here for and what's your mission, you know, what's your mission in life. Well, and I take my mission from Matthew 28, which is it's labeled as the Great Commission. And Jesus says, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptize people, teach people. Three things, three specific ideas. Make disciples, baptize people, teach people.
When I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over.
Well, folks, there's so much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving week. Wanted to get this out early with Thanksgiving message as we gather with loved ones for one of the most cherished times together in my family, for instance. We are with family now. It's been wonderful to catch up with them and hug and just talk about the election and more. Man, it's just been wonderful. We have a lot to cover today. Trump's case, free speech is under attack. Mainstream media is backtracking on some issues, even The View. Helene victims, still issues going on there, and more on the election that just happened and some issues going on in that area also. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this together, shall we? So if you guys are listening in, I'm playing a clip of Thanksgiving after election. There's somebody with a MAGA hat on looking at somebody who probably didn't vote for Trump, and it's a pretty cool skit.
Turkey's great this year.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like it's great again.
Mashed potatoes are good.
Oh, yeah, I got them for cheap. It's almost like grocery prices are going down. That's weird.
Oh, God, this is giving me gas.
Well, you're about to get a lot more gas. Olean. These prices are going down. So who'd you vote for?
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, that's beautiful, folks. Aren't you just filled with a little more joy? I mean, I know even if we had to go through hard times and say the election went the other way, we're supposed to be in joy anyway as believers in Christ. I get it. But still, it's just nice to know the victory came. And who knows, if you gather for Thanksgiving, somebody came up with this idea. If you get in your living room, we're going to get to the information news in a moment, folks. But I just wanted to show you a couple of things just to start it out with a little bit of fun. Check out what they did. They're offering for Thanksgiving this year what we should do with our family.
Thanksgiving
without telling me something you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Doing the Trump dance. Oh, yeah. Get out of those seats. Young man, get the kids going too. Oh, what a great time to play that song. Can you imagine the fun that people are going to have this Thanksgiving? Yeah, that seems like a great idea. Let's get the Trump dance going and make sure that we clear the house. It'll be so much fun. Woo! And if you're looking at me, you're right, Dan Scavino posted this, Merry Christmas, America. It's basically all red, and then you get the little spots of blue underneath for the United States of America. Posted November 24th, 2024. I just love seeing it. Man, what a great year. You know, they tried to go after President Trump in 2017. Comey went after him. Mueller in 2018. Avenatti went out in 2019. 2020, it was Attorney General James, and then Garland in 21, remember? Then we had the Smith probe in 22, and then we had the DA Fannie Willis, remember, in Georgia in 2023. In 24, we had District Attorney Alvin Bragg. They all said they're going to get Trump. They're going to get Trump. And yet, November 25th, we're given this note from Trump Vance Transition. That's what they call it, the transition. The American people reelected President Trump with an overwhelming mandate to make America great again. Today's decision by the Department of Justice ends the unconstitutional federal cases against President Trump and is a major victory for the rule of law. The American people and President Trump want an immediate end to the political weaponization of our justice system, and we look forward to uniting our country. Really good. Alina Haba had this to say. The fighter. Will Jack Smith reimburse taxpayers for the millions wasted on this bogus witch hunt he just dropped? We're asking for America. Man, Alina, you're doing so amazing. But of course, wouldn't have a great day without MSNBC bringing on the shifty shift, pencil neck, to give us his thoughts about Jack Smith dropping the charges against President Trump.
Does that mean you think there was an alternative to what Jack Smith did today?
Yes, I think there was an alternative. The alternative would have been to postpone further proceedings in the case until after he left office. Now, what Jack Smith did is seek to dismiss the case without prejudice. That means they can bring charges against Trump again once he leaves office. But it is nevertheless a very serious distinction, because the status quo now is no charges against the president. Mm-hmm. You would have to upset that status quo to later bring charges again, as opposed to merely postponing the proceedings, in which case the presumption is they continue when he leaves office. Now, Jack Smith relied on the opinion of lawyers within the department who said that they thought it was required by the Constitution to dismiss the case, but it isn't required by the Constitution. There's nothing that would interfere with his performance of the office, whether the case is dismissed without prejudice or merely postponed. So I think this is a serious mistake by the department. It compounds the mistake that you alluded to, which is they waited a year before they even brought this case forward or began the investigation. And then you have the Supreme Court with its immunity decision, and now you have a potential nominee in Pam Bondi who is saying she's going to prosecute the prosecutors. All of that goes against what Jack Smith said in his brief motion, which is that no one's above the law.
They're trying all they can. But you know what? The media is not being listened to anymore. We're going to get to that from Axios in a second. But first, President Trump wanted to make sure that everybody knew, as everyone is aware. Thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before. Right now, a caravan coming from Mexico, composed of thousands of people, seems to be unstoppable in its quest to come through our currently open border. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. This tariff will remain in effect until such time as drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem. We hereby demand that they use this power. And until such time that they do, it is time for them to pay a very big price. Guess what, folks? Right after this went out, it looked like Trudeau, within hours, reached out to President Trump, and they had a nice conversation about the future. Oh, man. Oh, what else is President Trump doing before I get to the media? Could Trump sideline government watchdogs? Some are already quitting. They're already quitting. Two in-house investigations at U.S. intelligence agencies recently quit their job. The investigators are gone. There's growing fear in Washington that they could be the start of an exodus or a purge of government watchdogs. Isn't that wonderful? A wave of departures by inspectors general would give President-elect Donald Trump the opportunity to get this, nominate or appoint people of his choice to the watchdog post, leaving dozens of federal departments, agencies, and offices subject to oversight by people who would owe their positions to Trump. In the wake of Trump's election, CIA Inspector General Ashton and Intelligence Community Inspector Monahan revealed they plan to leave government in the coming weeks. Neither cited Trump's victory as a basis for the decision. Oh, yeah, well, could be that. But the timing of the announcements troubled some longtime advocates for Inspector General. More than 70 inspectors general serve and posted across, you know, agencies in the federal government tasked with ferreting out the waste, fraud, and abuse. But yeah, I think they're in big trouble and they have to hurry up and get out. And of course, when we're talking about the news, I told you, I'd share this with you. There was a meltdown from Axios CEO Jim Vindahay. He goes on a rant about Elon, telling X users, you're the media now.
Matters. Everything we do is under fire. Elon Musk sits on Twitter every day, or X today, saying like, we are the media. You are the media. My message to Elon Musk is bullshit. You're not the media. You having a blue check mark, a Twitter handle, and 300 words of cleverness doesn't make you a reporter any more than me looking at your head and seeing that you have a brain and telling you have an awesome set of tools makes me a damn neurosurgeon, right? Like, what we do, what journalists do, what you did in Mississippi, what Al Jazeera does in the Middle East, you don't proclaim yourself to be a reporter? Like, that's nonsense. Like, being a reporter's hard, really hard. You have to care. You have to do the hard work. You have to get up every single day and say, I want to get to the closest approximation of the truth without any fear, without any favoritism. You don't do that by popping off on Twitter. You don't do that by having an opinion. You do it by doing the hard work.
If he was actually doing the hard work, he would stop calling it Twitter. You know, sometimes I make that mistake too. You call it X. The National Press Club. They're losing their mind. I'm so glad that Heavenly Father had it in his psyche and his mind of letting me join the Marine Corps and then having me move over to public affairs after my first 4 years of sweating it out in a terrible job and then moving over and learning so much about journalism. You guys know, just to a quick side note, how I ended up in journalism and what I did. Well, they didn't send me to school because they didn't have enough money at the time in their budget to send me. So I had to do on-the-job training. You know how I learned? I picked up newspapers, read basically how they put their stories together, went out and did the hard work, asked the right questions, formulated what I have thought what a news story would actually look like, and actually won awards doing it because the Heavenly Father helped me. He helped me. I wrote. I did graphic design. I got into AFN, the American Forces Network. Ended up doing radio and television, running that for 3 years and more. I mean, it's been a great journey. But yeah, it is hard work. And the folks that are posting on X, they're doing their research. They're trying to do everything they can to get the truth out. But you know what? It's us communicating together, using our voices. You know what happened is the day that this Axios guy goes crazy was November 25th, released. Interesting, because November 25th, 2019 just happens to be on the cue board. It says this. Russian bots, question mark. Why are the biggest media companies in the world, Axios, continually attacking if we are simply conspiracy and a LARP? Who controls the media? Six in the target brackets. Who controls the six in the target brackets, right? The six big issue areas like Disney, right, that own all of this? Logical thinking, think about it. The free speech, the attacks continue. In the Communist News Network, they had a hard time with this too.
The impulse to restrict speech is a slippery slope, but a dangerous one. More speech is better.
Is it really?
Okay. But do you think? Got so it. You actually think that X is the place of free speech?
Yeah, I mean, I think. I mean, I don't know why you would argue otherwise. Is it not?
Okay.
I think before he took it over, it was. It was not a great place for conservatives, and now it's a great place for everybody.
There you go. It's a great place for everybody, because guess what they used X for? It's controlled by the government, and if you didn't have an account that had liberal values or things against conservatives or Christians, then you weren't really allowed to post things on X, and you were taken down and whatever. And now, all of a sudden, everybody has a voice, and they're mad because we can't let these conservatives share their opinions. You know what? That makes X just a terrible place. We don't need free speech. We need our speech only. Oh, it's so much better now on this other side of the winnings of the election and more. Just enjoying this, and we just can't take it for granted. Have to stay in prayer more and stay healthy. This will help you out. Folks, start your day with the heart of a champion. Introducing Vitality Heart Health by Brightcore, your daily ally for a stronger, healthier heart. Their products are made in the USA, packed with nature's heart healers like olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, and the patented MenaQ7, vitamin K2. Vitality isn't just a supplement, it's your heart's new best friend. Each ingredient is chosen for its proven benefits: lower blood pressure, improve circulation, maintain healthy cholesterol, all with one easy-to-take capsule a day. Visit MikeBreitcourt.com/AmWeKnow today and get 25% off with code AWK or call 888-317-9941 for up to 50% off with a phone call. Embrace life with vitality. Remember, a healthy heart is a heartbeat away from happiness.
I think what we're all saying is we're going to sit and watch. We're going to wait and see because we can't do anything else except.
I'm not going to wait and see. I mean, this guy's he's a retribution.
What are you going to do? There's nothing to be done until you know what you're fighting.
So that's Whoopi Goldberg, if you're listening. And she's upset and she's saying, look, we shouldn't shut down. You know, we shouldn't have a fear mongering about Trump before he even takes office. Was that the same Whoopi Goldberg that's been sitting there all the time attacking him? And she continues.
It's pissing in the wind doesn't help. You just get a wet face.
But I mean, what I'm saying is I have no false expectations that at 78, he's going to all of a sudden turn into another human being. I spent weeks telling people that he was apocalyptic. I'm not going to change now.
It's not treating every single thing like a
I think that's when we lose credibility.
Well, here's the thing. You lose credibility in many different ways. If you don't know what you're talking about and you accuse him of something, then they're going to blow it back. That's why I say we need to wait and see exactly what you're going to do.
Oh, snap. Who would have ever thought that Whoopi would be fighting on this end and just wondering what in the world she's doing, chewing out her own co-hosts? She said, you know, it's apocalyptic. That's what Trump was, but I'm not going to change now because it's going to ruin our credibility. Really? So telling the truth. Getting in line with the people that understand and support America and American values, all of a sudden that's a bad thing? They're losing their mind. They're starting to fight, and it's looking really good for us all. So, you know, first Axios, they lose their minds because we are the news on X. That's from Fletch 17. Then Jack Smith drops all charges against Trump. Finally, Mika Brzezinski leaves X. Happy Monday, Patriots. Let's see what's next. That's right, because Mika put out, I've decided to leave X, but I'd love to keep the conversation going. Join me on another platform. And let's see, if all of this doesn't make sense, it looks like they even had Tucker on recently to discuss this.
But where do you see journalism going? You know, Elon Musk said, you are the media now after Election Day. How do you think it's going to change and evolve over the next few years? How important is it for citizen journalists?
By the way, before I let Tucker answer this, just want to let you know at the end of this video, I'm going to be sharing his interview with Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And I'm going to share my thoughts on that amazing interview. I watched the entire thing, was absolutely overwhelmed, and just brought back a lot of memories from that family and more.
Well, I would just start by saying there's nothing more corrupt than what we have. So I'm glad that it's going away. There's nothing shallower than cable news and life in it. So for them to say, you know, the public is reaching conclusions we disagree with because they're not watching long and they're getting all their news from TikTok or something. I just want to restate, there's nothing shallower, dumber, more repetitive, more controlled, less informative than cable news. I think I can say that with authority, so can you. So if they're claiming that the other guys are just like not up to their level of journalism or rectitude, like that, it's just dogs barking. It means nothing to me. Obviously, we're entering a much freer, more open period. Elon Musk deserves 100% of the credit for that because he has this platform at scale, the only one at scale that's open. Joe Rogan deserves the credit for creating an entire new genre, podcasting, from which I'm benefiting. So I'm grateful to Joe Rogan, and I mean that. Plus, I love Joe Rogan anyway, but he did that single-handedly. So, and I guess we're both beneficiaries of it. He created this thing like it didn't exist before. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, if the world were fair, then, you know, everyone in the media would be tipping a hat to him. Like, did you invent the newspaper? Did you invent radio? Did you invent television? I don't think so. Joe Rogan essentially invented podcasting. I mean, he made it clear to everybody else that this could both have an effect and be a real business. No, you know, who thought that would be true? He proved it. Here are my concerns. My concerns. No, I don't have too many concerns. Here's something that annoys me. If there's a lesson of what happened to television and newspapers, print and, you know, legacy media, it's they died because they were corrupt. I mean, the business models changed, et cetera, et cetera. There are ways to, you can, they won't evolve. Like the people who work at NBC News will not have careers in journalism 10 years from now. And the reason they won't is not because of technology. It's because they have no credibility because they're corrupt. They're liars. So that's really the lesson. Corruption kills you, especially in a business predicated on trust, which is the media.
Amen. So these guys won't have careers. They're liars. They've been caught. And that's amazing as this continues to play out. Let's go back over to Communist News Network.
The impulse to restrict speech is a slippery slope, but a dangerous one. More speech is better.
Is it really? Okay.
But do you think, got so it. you actually think that X is the place of free speech?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you would argue otherwise. Is it not?
Okay.
I think before he took it over, it was not a great place for conservatives, and now it's a great place for everybody.
That's right. So that's just a great reminder for all of us, and remember that as we gather together, we have the right to our speech and to say whatever we want in a loving fashion and more. And, you know, speaking of Thanksgiving, the dinner is historically affordable this year, says NBC News. That's what we're talking about, the media, a bunch of liars. Farm data shows holiday meal staples are collectively at their cheapest after adjusting for inflation in nearly 40 years. Yeah. John Lefauf said it costs $60 for a family of four to eat at McDonald's, but NBC News wants you to believe that Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people is $58. The most affordable in 40 years. And that's why people are sick and tired of their lies, of the media's lies. The other thing that the media does is they try to get people compassionate over things that are very immoral and more. And we had to talk on this yesterday. Maryland couple says it would be traumatizing if their biological son went through puberty and the government didn't provide hormone blockers and money for dresses and haircuts. We're going to Canada. This was on Communist News Network. This is another reason folks are tired of it.
We moved to Maryland to be able to access gender-affirming care for Katie. What that looks like is therapy services, it's clothing, it's haircuts, and at this age, it is a hormone blocker to prevent her from going through puberty.
This is my hormone blocker right here.
Could that treatment be reversed at some point?
Yes, absolutely. It's really a pause button. Katie gets more time to live in the body that she has now.
On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care.
Trump has promised federal restrictions on transgender rights, including far stricter rules about gender-affirming care, especially for minors.
Good. That's a positive thing.
One trans rights organization saw a nearly 700% increase in calls to their crisis hotline after the election.
What would happen if your daughter didn't get that care?
She would end up going through puberty, and it would be traumatizing.
He would end up going through puberty, and it would be a good thing. But these child abusers get a voice on Communist News Network. Remember, they have to have a voice, their voice. But X is restricting them. Somehow they're making it hard for them because the truth is coming out about this damage to the children. They don't want to hear it.
To her, to see all of those things happen to her body.
I know you get some treatment from doctors, from other care. What would happen if you didn't get that?
I would be upset and scared.
In the LGBTQ community, the suicide rate is high for those who are not being supported by their caregivers.
We want her to survive childhood.
So families like Katie's are trying to prepare for what's ahead, even drafting an asylum application.
We have to start thinking about a backup plan.
If push comes to shove, we will need to go north. We will go to Canada.
What would it take for your family to say, we need to leave this country?
A federal healthcare ban would likely be the moment we know that it's time to leave here.
What does this symbolize to you?
Freedom and rights. This proves that everybody has their own rights to be themselves.
There you go. The Communist News Network. And people are wondering why they're sick and tired of the media, the mainstream media. That's why elections are important and getting the right folks in place to stop the immorality that's filling the whole United States of America, and it's been playing out day after day, and I think we all made our voices loud and clear in this area. Riggs' lead drops by 67 votes at 60 counties, complete North Carolina Supreme Court recount. That's right. They are, Griffin is challenging over 60,000 votes for being unlawful with proof of dead voters, felon voters, etc. If just 1% of the challenged votes are indeed unlawful, then the current outcome can't be trusted and a new election must be ordered. He was leading by 10,000 votes on election night, and everyone thought the race was over until the late vote dumps appeared, which put Allison Riggs ahead by roughly 600 votes. Also, congratulations, Attorney General Bailey from Elon Musk. Now we need this nationwide. A court just sided with my team yet again, ruling Missouri's voter ID law will remain intact. We went to court. We put on the evidence. And radical activists working to undermine our elections failed. That's how it's done, folks. And also, Alaska Republican Party has just hired Harmeet Dhillon to lead a recount effort and review the election results for their ranked choice voting repeal proposition this past election. Let's go. And so with this election brings a lot of changes. And of course, we're watching like NFL draft picks better, bigger than the Super Bowl. Sometimes that's what we say, right, from the keyboards, bigger than the Super Bowl. We're watching one pick after another come in from President Trump. And guess what Communist News Network had to do? They had to admit that Americans are in love with the Trump transition.
Take a look here. President Trump's transition net approval. You go back to November of 2016. Look at this. He was just at plus 1 point. Just at plus 1 point. That was well, well, well below the historical norm. Look at where we are today. Significantly higher. Plus 18 points. That's 17 points higher on the presidential transition net approval rating. The bottom line is this. If 8 years ago Americans were lukewarm on Donald Trump, at this particular point, they're giving him much more of the benefit of the doubt. A lot more Americans are in love with this transition. This much more meets the historical norms where normally presidents get that boost coming out of their victory. And what we're seeing here is Donald Trump's presidential transition is getting a thumbs up, and dare I say, two thumbs up from the American people.
And, you know, we're still in the appointment phase at this point, but it does give insight to sort of where this team is thinking to lead some of these key departments, of course. I mean, but how do people feel about the prospects of his presidency, given the context of some of these picks?
Yeah, it's not just that they like what Donald Trump is doing right now. They're optimistic for the future. So, again, let's compare ourselves now versus where we were 8 years ago. And what you see 8 years ago, 53% of Americans were scared or concerned, the majority towards the upcoming Trump term. Look at where we are now. The shoe is on the other foot. 53% of Americans are excited or optimistic. It's flip-flop, where a narrow majority 8 years ago were scared or concerned about the upcoming Trump term. Now what we see is that the majority is excited or optimistic about the Trump term. So what we're just seeing is very different numbers from where we were 8 years ago. 8 years ago, folks really were not that in love with the Trump transition. Now they are, and more than that, looking forward to the upcoming Trump term. For 8 years ago, the majority were scared or concerned. Now the majority are excited or optimistic.
So you had to say that twice. And guess the source, guys, CBS News poll. So let's change the numbers just a little bit because they probably skew it a little bit. Let's say 73% to 26%. 73% are excited and 26% are scared and concerned. Those are probably the real numbers. So they get the information out, but they have to control the information. So that looks close, right? It's not even close. I don't believe it for a second. Elon Musk posted this. I still can't believe DOGE is real. Department of Government Efficiency is real. But I think it's actually going to work. He posted this at 2:06. Interesting, because 2:06 on the Intel board says, can't wait for the green light. Teams are on standby. Oh, yeah. That's how it works, folks. Speaking of standing by, you can head over to andweknow.com, folks. Our website is absolutely amazing. We hope that you go check it out. If you haven't, you must just get on over there, and you'll find all of our social media sites are on the top right if you're looking there on your screen. X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. And you'll notice that you can listen to our podcast there. All of our videos, if you scroll down, are below. And you'll be able to join our fellowship, subscribe to our newsletter, put your name and email, hit submit. You'll receive updates from us. Also, if you look down to our partners at the bottom, you'll say, hey, you know what? There's a video where Tri-Tales Beef was there. I want to get some of that. I forgot which video. Don't worry about it. Just go to amwayknow.com. And you'll find all of our sponsors there at the very bottom. Also, if you hit that contact button that I'm showing you, you'll be able to send us pictures. We're looking for more photos of people wearing our gear. Like this one here, I thought was really cool. She said, thank you. You are my source of news and inspiration. Been watching Ox since 2020. Even if I'm out of the country and don't get to watch, once I get home, I make it to a point to get caught up, just like I did for 2 weeks of episodes that I missed while in Europe. Thank you so much, and thank you for wearing the gear around the earth. It's amazing. You can get that at shop.andweknow.com, folks. Sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks just in time for the holidays. We also have the jean jackets available, blue, pink, and white, with some colors featuring a glitter logo. Way cool. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
You're going to cut through all of that overreach, and will you be able to reverse this? Because this has been going on a long time, the censorship we all remember during COVID and beyond, and this targeting of people who do not agree with the Biden-Harris administration. Tell us about your plans to actually reverse all of that.
For those listening in, that's Maria Bartiromo talking to FCC Chair Brendan Carr. Says he will work to implement Trump's agenda. Smash the censorship cartel.
Step one for me is to make sure I continue to work with President Trump and his team over the coming weeks as the transition is complete. I want to make sure that I understand 100% President Trump's agenda. After all, when it comes to his administration, the American people voted for him and voted for his agenda. And right now they're doing a great job putting a transition team in place. For my own part, there's a couple of top priorities that jump to mind. Number one, as you noted, is censorship. Americans have lived under an unprecedented surge in censorship over the last couple of years, and we have to work together to smash the censorship cartel. Number two is media. You know, it's not just my opinion. You look at Jeff Bezos, he recently did an op-ed where he said trust in media is at an all-time low, and there's a lot the FCC can do there to make sure that broadcasters are, in fact, serving the public interest. Number three is going to be unleashing economic opportunity. When President Trump came in 2017, he turned things around very quickly with his chairman, Ajit Pai. That's going to require permitting reform, spectrum, and the space economy. You know, look, right now it takes longer to move an application from one bureaucrat's desk to another than it does to actually build a rocket ship. So we're going to add some rocket fuel to that process and get it going. And number four, lastly, is national security. I mean, look, right now, top of mind for everybody is this SALT typhoon hack. We're looking very closely at it. Those can be a very important set of issues there. And for too long in this government, particularly over the last couple of years, your last name dictated how the government treated you. If your last name was Soros, well, the commission bent over backwards and gave you a special, unprecedented commission-level shortcut to buy 200 radio stations. If your last name was Musk, well, then you lost $800 million contracts that you lawfully got. Everybody now is going to get a fair shake going forward.
Oh, will Soros still be able to? Yeah, that is so good. Go after Soros.
To acquire those 200 radio stations?
There's a petition for reconsideration pending at the FCC right now, and I want to take a very hard look at that.
Yes, stop them before Soros buys those 200 radio stations and turns them into junk. Amazing. Like this guy already. Great appointments, talking about all types of things, including where money is spent in different areas. You know, speaking of money being spent, check this out. NGO is being cut a check $600 million a year.
I'd like to ask Mr. Carroll, and anybody else would like to answer this, can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much.
So he's sending $600 million of U.S. taxpayer money sent to NGO every 2 to 3 months for illegal migrants. House Homeland Security Committee hearing. Did you guys know that? Just money being sent out everywhere, but we didn't have enough money for the border. Remember that? Speaking of the border, remember what's going to happen when everything changes for Homan to take over.
Tom, you heard this mayor out there in Colorado. I want to get your reaction to it. And I want you to be clear about who has jurisdiction, the federal government or state and local governments. And if you're a sanctuary state or city, are you breaking the law?
You're absolutely breaking law. All you have to do is look at Arizona versus U.S. You'll see these breaking law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Because there's a statute. It's Title 8 United States Code 1324 III. And what it says is, it's a felony if you knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien from immigration authorities. It's also a felony to impede a federal law enforcement officer. So if we don't want to help, that's fine. He can get the hell out of the way. But we're going to go do the job. President Trump has a mandate for American people. We got to secure this country. We got to save American lives. And I find it shocking that any mayor of a city would say, President Trump's been clear, we want to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats. I find it hard to believe that any mayor or governor would say they don't want public safety threats removed from their neighborhoods. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on in Denver, but we're going to go and we're going to fix it. If he don't want to fix it, if he don't want to protect his communities, President Trump and ICE will.
Way to go. Great answer. Me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail. Outstanding, because these folks need to be taken there. And I saw this a few moments. I'm going to show you this. Absolutely tragic. Over the weekend, Texas encountered a caravan of 250 illegal migrants with over 60 unaccompanied minors. Check this out.
Had this interview with a two-year-old at the border without her parents. Watch.
Venezuela, mama. Venezuela.
Did you come by yourself? Yes. How old are you? Two. She said two. 2 years old. Did you come with your parents?
No.
No.
Venezuela?
By yourself?
Vas, mama?
Yes. Where are you going? With my mom and dad. Where are they? United States, she said. United States.
That two-year-old was part of a group of 211 migrants who were crossing over into Maverick County. There were 60 unaccompanied minors. 60 little kids like that. And you know what? No parents to be seen. There she is, showing that she's 2 years old. All she's got is that piece of paper. And on that piece of paper is a name and a phone number. And her entire future is on that piece of paper. Can you imagine? You lose that piece of paper. But that's the way this system is set up. And that's how the cartels are gaming it. Okay. There's the person she's going to. They're going to call that number. They're going to say, we've got this little girl down at the southern border, Maverick County. How can we get her to you?
Does that work? Do they actually call the number?
They absolutely do.
And they put them back together with mom and dad.
It's not mom and dad. It's oftentimes human traffickers.
That's right. Don't trust them. That's just the parents. Remember, they took away the testing to see if they're actually biological or not. They stopped that one with this administration.
Right, but they say she said mom and dad.
I know that's what she said.
First of all, so many thoughts.
That's probably what she was told.
That's right. It's probably what she was told. And so this goes on and on with Fox and Friends, and they're putting that information out. That's good that they are getting the information to the people. The mayor of Dallas, Texas, says he will support President Trump's mass deportation orders.
Will you deport them?
Will you deport them?
Of course. Of course we'd support that. Of course we'd stand by President Trump in an effort to get rid of people in our country illegally who have violent criminal records or who commit violent criminal acts here. But even more than that, people need to understand it's a strain on our school system. It's a strain on our hospital system. There are hidden costs to having a porous, open border, and we need to shut that down.
Yep, looking forward to this border getting closed up, deportations happening, and it's going to be wonderful to see. And we'll allow the migrants that were here illegally, hopefully we'll be able to fill out forms and get back legally. I mean, it's not that we're hating on. We got to get the criminals out of here, and we got to get our country restored, folks, to the way it's supposed to be. It's just sad how this is all played out. Also sad is the DEI stuff that has been permeating and hurting all of us, our children, our families, and more. It's been, just a detriment to our entire system, everything that we know and believe in. Well, it looks like American companies all of a sudden are getting rid of DEI in many places.
American companies and lawmakers already rolling back DEI initiatives in response to Trump's election victory. Did DEI die on November 5th?
I think it certainly did. And you're already seeing some of the consequences of this in the private sector, where several companies are sort of rolling out these plans to roll back their own DEI initiatives that they've set in place over the past few years. But of course, I think it's going to be much more difficult to tackle DEI at the root than these companies and even some Republicans may expect. And that's because this is a big money-making racket, Todd. One Harvard professor estimates that U.S. companies spend about $8 billion per year on diversity trainings alone. That does not include the very profitable DEI consultants who can charge up to six figures for their work when they go into some of these corporations. And then, of course, there's the other issue, which is that even if you get rid of DEI initiatives in some of these private companies, and even at the federal government level, you still have not tackled the root of the issue, which is higher education. These ideas did not come from nowhere. They need to be torn out root and branch from our colleges and our universities, which, by the way, are also funded by our taxpayer dollars.
Yep. Outstanding. And it's interesting because it looks like Tara Bull showed us this spot, this commercial. They get rid of pride displays, change happy holidays to Merry Christmas, and have a new MAGA Chad Santa. Has Target gone on woke? On there, huh? Some changes are already playing out since this election. It's just amazing. Check out Walmart.
All right, y'all. I don't even know how to start this video because honestly, this is different than everything else we've done because this is the single largest employer in the United States. We are talking about a company that is worth almost $1 trillion on its own. As many of you know, I have been investigating a massive company now for a while and I have kept my lips sealed on who it was. Now I can reveal it was Walmart, but something incredible happened in the course of my investigation. Walmart became aware of our investigation and reached out to me. This was critical and honestly turned out pretty fantastic for everybody involved, in my opinion. We were able to have frank conversations with Walmart. And as I've said for a long time, I don't ask companies to take on my political views. I am simply advocating for corporate neutrality. I believe that that is the future because I understand there are people in this country who do not agree with my politics. So it would not be fair of me to force my politics on them the same way that I am not okay with left-wing policies being forced on me and people like me via things like DEI. After various conversations, I am very proud to report to you guys that Walmart has decided on making some changes. I'm going to lay out what those changes are for you and explain how massive this is for our movement. We are unstoppable at this point with a 100% flip rate where we change corporate America and get them back to a culture of sanity and neutrality. Bullet point number one, Walmart will be removing all inappropriate sexual and or transgender products that are marketed toward kids, things like chest binders for teenagers or books that encourage transitioning. That is all going to be gone. Bullet point number two, Walmart is going to review and stop funding to all events that could be sexually inappropriate for kids. That includes drag queen story time or pride events that expose kids to sexually inappropriate topics. That's all going to stop going forward. Third bullet point, Walmart will be closing their racial equity center. This is a center they had committed $100 million to, and it was a five-year project. They will be closing that center going forward. Fourth bullet point, Walmart will no longer participate in the HRC's Corporate Equality Index social credit system. This scoring system is what has brought wokeness into so many segments of corporate America, and we are happy to see them no longer participate. There is not a corporation in America that should be participating with the HRC's CEI scoring system going forward. The HRC got explicitly political in the 2024 election, working with everything they have to defeat Donald Trump and calling him every name in the book. It is time for companies to recognize that they need to move away from this system that is explicitly political and embrace corporate neutrality so that everybody is welcome in their stores. Fifth bullet point, Walmart is going to be reviewing their supplier diversity programs to ensure that nobody is receiving preferential treatment on the basis of race, and they will also ensure that financing eligibility will no longer be predicated on providing certain demographic information. Sixth bullet point, and this is a favorite for me being Latino myself, Walmart will no longer be using the term Latinx in any of their official communications. That is going to be wiped away. I was very disappointed to see it was there, but again, this is across corporate America. So this is a company, Walmart, who is doing the right thing here, and I want to give them credit for that. Getting rid of this, big. We don't want to hear Latinx ever again. Bullet point number seven, Walmart will be discontinuing their racial equity training through the Racial Equity Institute. Again, getting rid of woke training. And last but not least, drum roll, please, for the big one, DEI. They will be discontinuing use of DEI both publicly and privately at Walmart. This is a massive win for our movement. The momentum just keeps growing. This is the largest employer in the United States, worth almost $1 trillion. Other companies are taking notice. Suppliers of Walmart are taking notice now. With Christmas right around the corner, I'm happy I could deliver you guys one retailer that will drop the woke policies. You've still got Amazon and Target acting crazy out there with wokeness. So I'm glad I could give you guys one at least. And
how about that? We just showed Target doing a weird commercial supporting some good things. So it's just amazing what's happening across our country in so many ways. Another thing that's amazing and helping all of us would be this journey to sober living. Chad and Katie Brewer. It's an interview that we did recently, and I hope that you guys check it out. All natural NAD plus IV protocol. They can completely transform your life. It is amazing what has happened with Chad and Katie and their life story and more. And I put this in the intro recently, what they had to say about this. It's just phenomenal what we've seen and lives changed.
And
summer.
After the summer, we looked at each other, you know, living in this place. We had never been here before. We said, mm-hmm. We're not going back to Chicago. And ever since then, we've enjoyed it, raised all our kids here, and now have grandkids here.
And they're an amazing place. It's just phenomenal what we've seen, the lives changing so far from the calls that I've heard coming in for them.
A constant, every second I was awake, I would wake up in the morning, okay, what do I need to get done today till I can go get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I started drinking earlier and earlier, and to where it just controlled my life. And I had tried other avenues to try to quit. And for me, it didn't work. For some people, it does.
Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags.
As you see people at their worst time going through different things in their life, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whatever it is, but when they come out of that, there's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling when they come out of this. It's amazing. You can go to newspringwellnesscenter.com/and we know it's in the description box below the video, or call 573-577-3400. You'll get to this website, amazing site, that'll give you all the information that you need about the safe detox from addiction from NAD plus brain restoration at New Spring Wellness Center. They specialize in NAD for overcoming addiction, including help for severe chronic alcohol abuse. They provide the highest level of care and compassion because they have personally dealt with and overcome addiction. So they know, folks, rock bottom, and they know how their all-natural NAD plus IV protocol can completely transform your life when nothing else has worked. You can overcome an alcohol dependency. They can help, and there's so many different ways that they help out, folks. You give them a call, book a free consult, phone consult, and you'll see changes. And I've already seen one family sent me pictures of what's going on in their lives and the change that has happened. Thank you so much for what you're doing for so many people. Chad and Katie Brewer, you are absolutely amazing again. And so speaking of amazing, people are out there trying to help in North Carolina also.
Today is November 20th, and this morning, whenever I was scrolling, I came across the director of FEMA sitting in Capitol Hill saying that everything that we're putting out is misinformation. I'm currently sitting in a parking lot right here in Swannanoa, 1 mile from my house. And I just want you to listen to what she's saying. And I want to show you the scene that's literally right in front of me while she's talking.
Our workforce persevered through all of the challenges I've just described, and they also persevered through a difficult security environment generated by misinformation about FEMA's work spread through social media. We help all survivors, all people, obtain all of the assistance that they are qualified for under the law, and misinformation was making that work much more difficult.
I guess the point of this video is to show you the perspective from someone that lives here in the Swannanoa Valley, a heavily hit area of Western North Carolina, versus the perspective of someone in Washington. I can tell you with confidence that we get requests weekly for tiny homes, trailers, and housing, and we've been able to supply a lot of that because of you. Another thing that I can tell you with confidence is if you go up and down this stretch of the Swannanoa Valley of Western North Carolina, there are no FEMA housing and shelter set up for those heavily affected. I just wanted to put this video out there and let you decide for yourself if this is misinformation or not.
The good news of the day is this guy. I don't know who he is, but he stood at the end of this gas station every single day, tipping his hat, trying to raise the morale and the spirits.
There we go. And so somebody actually played this video too.
So this building right here is one of the buildings that the Amish built, and the county has told him he cannot live in that while he rebuilds his house. So I guess he can just sleep in the dirt.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is Michael Justice said he has a confession to make. I've never been to China, but I know it's a bad place. Never been to Russia, I know it's a bad place. Never been to Venezuela, but I know it's a bad place. But I've been to California, and they're showing a picture of how they live in California, in those tents in that section of town. It is sickening. But, you know, they're telling the people in North Carolina, you can't have that house to live in. No, you're breaking the codes. You can't do this. But the Amish did their best to come out and help. And that's where the government gets involved and causes so much heartache and problems for people. They'd rather see them sleeping in tents in the freezing cold. Helene Storm victims in North Carolina want to know where the $24 million that was raised in this benefit concert is at. Remember, they had Eric Church and Luke Combs sing Carolina together for the first time at massive benefit concert. They are wondering why people are sleeping in tents almost a month after this concert. Do you care to comment, Luke Combs or Eric Church? Love to hear from them and see what's going on. Unbelievable how this is all playing out. You know, 1960s, oil was gone in 10 years, right? That's what they were telling us. In 70s, another ice age is in 10 years. In the 80s, acid rain will destroy all the crops. In the 90s, ozone layer will be gone in 10 years. In 2000, ice caps will be gone in 10 years. They kept lying to us. Nothing happened, but all resulted in what? More taxes. So President Trump's transition team is putting together a wide-ranging energy package to roll out within days of his taking office that would approve export permits for new liquefied natural gas projects and increase oil drilling off the U.S. coast and on federal lands, according to two sources. Familiar with this, the energy checklist largely reflects promises Trump made on the campaign trail, but the plan to roll out the list as early as a day. Day one ensures that oil and gas production will rank alongside immigration as a pillar of Trump's early agenda. That's right. Amazing how we're going to see this play out, man. Early priority for many. And of course, grocery shopping in 2024 for all of those familiar with this.
Find everything you need today?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Oh, God. No.
Everything okay, ma'am?
It's just that you've only scanned a few items and it's already $60. I'm so scared.
Okay, I'm a trained professional, ma'am. I've scanned a lot of groceries. I need you to stay with me.
It's just that my in-laws are in town and they want a charcuterie board. Well,
this isn't going to be easy, so I need you to be brave, all right? What's your name?
Patricia.
Trisha, all right. I need you to take a deep breath. We're about to do the cheese.
Oh, my God. The numbers are going up so fast. Why do we have to be on Balderson's house?
Don't look up there. It only makes it worse. Keep your eyes on me, okay?
Can't you just scan something less expensive?
I can, but let's not forget. It's the little things that add up, all right? Now brace yourself. I'm about to do the mixed nuts.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out.
Okay, bite down on this, Patricia. Get ready. I'm going to do the cured meats.
Oh, no, stop. I can't do this anymore.
It's too late. There's a line behind you, okay? You're locked in. I know it looks like a lot right now, but I promise you, you're gonna get home and you're gonna wonder, what did I even buy? You've got this, Patricia. Get ready. I'm gonna weigh the grapes.
Oh, what have you done to me, you son of a...
Okay, your total's $257.84.
Oh, no!
You gotta dig deep. This is the hardest part. Patricia, it's time to pay.
There's your grocery shopping in 2024. I thought you guys would get kicked out of that. But you know what? Everything dealing with their money and more. We talk about this every week. I hope you get with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Give him a call. Gold hits 1 week high as tensions boost. Rush to safety. You guys want to check out this video from Sunday. We released it. And you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, andweknow.com/gold. He has plenty of information to help you out with your money woes, especially when it comes to precious metals and how it can help you biblically for your future. So much great information. Man, here's a clip from that.
So if people who don't know would think that, wow, they lowered interest rates, my mortgage rates are going to come down, my credit card rates are going to come down, this is going to be amazing. No, it's not really how it works, right? Because the rate that the Fed lowered is the rate that banks lend money back and forth to each other for.
Right.
And so that's their cost of capital. So they're getting capital for cheaper now, which should stimulate the economy. But what are banks doing? So on the mortgage rates, you know, it's hard for anybody to be as good as what they think they are. So here's what I mean. So
it's really good interview. I hope you guys check it out. And I wanted to, before we close out today, I'm going to show you a couple of, from Oklahoma, a clip from the interview with Tucker Carlson and more. But wanted to just motivate people as we come get closer to the closing of Not Giving Up.
Durham probe into the Russia collusion hoax.
President Trump has just been impeached on both Article 1.
The only president of the United States to be impeached for a second
January 6th committee releasing its final 845-page report.
Former President Donald Trump has been indicted.
Remember this. Nothing worth doing ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead.
This is a party that wants an outsider badly.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
You must keep pushing forward. Never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit, you'll want to go home. I can't do it. Just never quit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. And you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. And I always will stand in their way.
Keep fighting, Mr. President. Man, it still gets me choked up today, even listening to that now. It's amazing what President Trump has done. I believe the man picked by the Lord to just come in and wipe out the enemy. And so many great things are coming back. I saw this clip the other day. Show this to you now. America is officially back. The NFL is praying to God.
That was what Doug Peterson talked about, that we felt the whole NFL as a community came together this week, and he talked about this. Both teams coming together in prayer before this game starts.
It's just an unbelievable deal for both teams to get together, pray, and thank God for what's happening this week.
And this clip says, America's officially back, NFL's praying to God. In other ways, Oklahoma mandate, remember, on Bible lessons are challenged, but they've got something to say.
Look, President Trump has a mandate, and part of the mandate that he has is he's bringing prayer back to schools. He made that crystal clear in the election. So listen, what we've seen is the radical left and a Supreme Court dramatically out of step with the Constitution has stricken prayer from our public schools. That's absurd. We all have the free exercise of our religious beliefs. That was essential in the foundation of this country. And so listen, we're going to protect that. We wanted to make sure it was crystal clear to parents, teachers, and kids. We will not allow any more state-sponsored atheism going on in our schools, which is the targeting of any expression of religious beliefs. That's absurd. And so we're going to go back to upholding the Constitution in Oklahoma public schools, as President Trump has clearly laid out for the country.
Way to go, Oklahoma. And other places that reach out with biblical values, I've always seen the Duck Dynasty series. We were big fans of them for many, many years. And they stopped, I believe, in 2017. But I watched an interview with Tucker Carlson and Willie Robertson. And I just, you know, I thought, oh, I'll just watch this for a few minutes. I don't have a lot of time. And I ended up just clicking and watching. And to hear the stories from Willie about how their family, how he met his wife, phenomenal stories of how Duck Dynasty took off. His family, I was laughing. They had so many fun things to talk about. They went pheasant hunting together, Tucker and them, talking about the Trumps, how he ended up on a stage with President Trump and, you know, basically didn't want to go up there, but then all of a sudden was called up. And I just loved this interview. And I pulled a clip from it that I thought was important as we close today.
In this book, 10 years ago, it would have seemed pretty weird. Mm-hmm. You know, why is the reality TV show writing a book about spreading the gospel?
Right.
It does not seem weird now. Do you think the country's changed?
I think it's changing. Yeah. I think it's certainly changing. I think people are looking for answers. That's why I wrote the book. I think, cause I think we get so lethargic and some of this was even like, even in churches, they just get lethargic and they get off, you know. You got to know what your goal is and what you're here for and, what's your mission, you know, what's your mission in life? Well, and I take my mission from Matthew 28, which is it's labeled as the Great Commission. And Jesus says, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptize people, teach people. Three things, three specific ideas. Make disciples, baptize people, teach people. So those are the last things he said before he left, like, make sure you do this. So when that's your mission, you just think about what you've got to do to accomplish those three things. You're probably going to have conversations with people.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a disciple out of them, if you're going to baptize them, if you're going to teach them, you're going to have some sort of conversation. And so what I find is people, if your mission in life is, as a Christian, if you're like, well, I try to go to church as often as I can. I try to be a good person. Nothing in and of itself wrong with that. That's not a mission. And what happens is the mission becomes a little self. I go to church so I can listen, so I can learn, so I can try to get through my week, you know, and everything becomes inward. Those three things Jesus said were outward. It's out, out, out. Other people, other people, other people. Not just you, it's other people. And, again, back to my father who was sitting in a bar. The guy drives up there. Why? Why? He's not going to be a member of his church. He doesn't have any money. He's a reprobate, you know, who's got a terrible reputation. What drove him to drive up there, that hour drive, walk into that bar? What drove him to do that? It was just for him. Just for that guy.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I don't know if I would I drive? Would I be like, you know, but he did that. It literally changed my life. It changed my whole family's life. And if that would have been it, I'm not a big prosperity guy. Like, and look what God has done. You know, look at what he gave
exactly.
us.
It paid off.
Didn't matter. If it just changed our life and kept our family together, worth it. Yeah. Nobody knows who we are. Worth it. I got to see my dad and grow up with two parents. Worth it, you know.
So it was worth it for somebody to take the time out of their life. Somebody went to visit his father, Phil. Remember Phil, if you guys have seen the movie or read the book about Phil Robertson, his father, and the drastic change that happened from before coming to Christ and after was just amazing. If it wasn't for that guy and his reaching out to Phil Robertson, we wouldn't know the Duck Dynasty. We wouldn't have probably all the lives that were changed that Willie was sharing in this interview. And it's in the description box below. Go below this video, guys. I put the link to this whole video interview there for you to watch. But if it wasn't for all of that, the sacrifice made, just simply share the gospel with folks that need it, especially now during the holiday season, we wouldn't know them. They wouldn't have been praying at the end of a video for everybody to learn, hey, you know what? I forgot what it's like to sit around a table and pray with family. I didn't know that you could do that. When some people would tell the Robertson family, Willie was talking about, some folks didn't know you could sit as a family together and actually eat together and then, oh yeah, by the way, pray. And it's just amazing to hear how our Heavenly Father continues to work through so many lives around this earth, but especially through families like theirs. And so we're watching a huge shift, guys, play out. And a time where we could say, Merry Christmas, America, and Happy Holidays. You guys know my theory behind Christmas. It's not really the date, December 25th. I get it all. Remember, we've talked about that and more. And I'll get into that more as we get closer to this season. But, I really love Thanksgiving. I really do. I love eating together. I love the families coming together. And it's the first time for me in my personal life that we've got all of our children together with all of my sisters and my mom and dad and just cousins are all going to be together. It's going to be a huge gathering. And we're celebrating our freedom. We're celebrating just being with each other. It's just different this time. I knew it when I said we were going to come a long time ago. And it just sense that, that, guys, we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? What a tremendous journey we've been in together. And many of you have noticed just a huge shift and change, even in my voice and sharing since the election. I've been very excited. We have to still stay in prayer. We know the enemy always has things up their sleeve, but my hope and thought is that this is all playing out as a movie to wake people up, take us to the precipice so we finally get our America restored and we all appreciate it even more. Let's continue to stay in prayer, shall we?
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for just a wonderful time of gathering that you put together, I believe, Thanksgiving for our country to just pause and come together and just break bread together and realize we have a lot to be thankful for, especially this year with all the tension that raised up around this, went up over the election and more. You definitely know what you're doing. And I'm just relieved. And we want to make sure you receive the honor and glory that you deserve for this. Help us as we're with family, maybe friends that don't agree with us in many areas. May we have a tongue that you prepare to be loving, truthful, and just guide us in that way. We definitely need your help in that area as we, we're just human and definitely in search of you and needing help. And so we just want to thank you for that also and for protection of many of our family members. And many on the front lines, and President Trump, please, Lord, protect them, protect us as we continue to move forward every single day, stop this World War III thing from happening, and we look forward to the great things that are going to come on this earth through the leaders that you prepared for this. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. What a great week. We hope to continue to celebrate together. We'll have the announcement hopefully next week for the cruise that's coming up. We're finalizing the link for that. And many people are asking, when is it coming? I'm like, we'll get it out. And one of the folks that's coming, you are going to be shocked who we have as one of our speakers. She's going to be amazing. And so for now, this is LT saying, Semper Fi with And We Know, signing out.
We've come to the time in the season when family...
You got to know what your goal is and what you're here for and what's your mission, life. Well, and I take my mission from Matthew 28, which is it's labeled as the Great Commission. And Jesus says, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptize people, teach people. Three things, three specific ideas. Make disciples, baptize people, teach people.
When I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie.